Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Yes, indeed, powered by the SID Media. Good afternoon to you, Pastor Mkandawira.
Good afternoon, Zama. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Pastor. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm happy to hear your voice.
Very happy to hear your voice. After a long time, I must add.
It's been a while.
It's indeed been a while. I hope you've been doing well.
I have. The Lord has been good.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. Now, we're going to be talking to you this whole week about creating time for God in a busy life. And I know that those who are joining us on the radio, if you're listening to us, we're going to be talking to the pastor about this. And perhaps you are one of the people who are struggling, like myself, that it gets very busy and creating time becomes a huge, huge challenge. We're going to be talking about that. Now, 1 Kings 19, verse 11 and 12 describes our heavenly guidance as a still small voice. And there are plenty of distractions in today's society that can keep us from a life with God. Like static from a television set, this distraction can drown out this still small voice, pushing us to the left and to the right until our attention is focused only on the earthly instead of the heavenly. Now, we cannot do the will of God when we cannot hear His voice. And so this week, as I said, we're going to be exploring the importance of creating that time to spend with God, even in the chaos of the 21st century adulting. Pastor, first of all, what is the difference between finding time for God and creating time for God in our schedule? Is there a difference?
From the wording of the question, there seems not to be a difference, but actually there is. Mm. When you talk about finding time within your busy schedule, you're talking about allowing it to be dependent on your schedule. So as a result of the messes of your schedule, you get to have some time to spend with God. Mm. Mm. So you are actually not active in your making time for God. You are actually depending on whether your schedule will allow it or not.
Ooh,
but when you create time, it does not matter how busy you may be.
Mm-hmm.
You find time deliberately. So when you talk about creating time, you are actually deliberate in making time for God yourself. So despite your busy schedule, you create the time, you find the time, you make the time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So the difference is, whereas in finding time, you are not active, but in creating time, you are actively involved in sparing time from your busy schedule. Despite how busy it might be, you make time for God.
Mm. Very, very. I think that's the difference that we cannot easily see, but very important, very, very important. Mm-hmm. Now, what is the importance of spending time with God on a daily basis?
Ah, great. Allow me to just read two portions of scripture. I will read one from 2 Corinthians and then another from John. 2 Corinthians, this is Paul speaking, and he speaks in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. He says, "But we all, with unveiled faces, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, and are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord." And then in the book of John, Jesus says, John chapter 17 and verse 17, he says this: "Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth." And so from these two portions of scripture, we find that the importance of spending time with God is that we, as we behold Him in His word, in our secluded place, spending time with Him, as we behold Him, we become changed as He is. And so the idea of being Christians is so that we may be completely Christ-like.
Mm,
So as we spend time with Him, we become like Him.
Ah.
And John says that the word of God sanctifies us. You see, it is the truth in the word of God that brings sanctity into our lives.
Mm-hmm,
and so our lives when we give our lives to Christ, we come as we are. But there's a process that must take place, a process of cleansing us, weaning us off from the inclination of sin to a pure inclination. That process comes by the word of God. So the more we spend time with God, he ennobles our characters, he widens our vision so much so that we begin to see with the sight of the Spirit, because we become more like Christ. That is the idea of spending time with God.
To become
it is
more,
extremely important.
Yeah, and I think it's very important. Now, what does spending time with God then entail? What's entail in that time? For example, is prayer going to be enough? Or perhaps is listening to gospel music while I get my daily exercise, or while I'm getting time to get ready to work? What does it entail?
Ah, good question. Perhaps the example of Jesus Christ himself would be very, very helpful in just finding out what it actually entails. So let's just read two portions again. Luke chapter 5 and verse 16. And then we'll turn to Matthew chapter 14 and verse 23. Luke 5, verse 16. The Bible says, "So he himself often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed."
Yes, Pastor?
Spending time with God. He withdrew to be by himself and he prayed. And then in Matthew chapter 14, verse 23, scripture says, "And when he had sent the multitude away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray." Now.
Yes, Pastor. I think we keep on losing the Pastor there. Yes, Pastor, I just lost you there a little bit.
Oh, so can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now. So you're saying he would often withdrew himself to the wilderness, and then we lost you there?
Oh, sorry. So we just read from Luke chapter 16, chapter 5, verse 16, and Matthew chapter 14, verse 23, where on both occasions, Jesus often withdrew to be by himself to pray. So in Luke, the Bible tells he went into the wilderness. And then in Matthew, the Bible tells us he went up on a mountain by himself to pray. Now, before answering this question, we answered one where we read from the Bible. And the Bible tells us that the word of God sanctifies us. So in the case of Jesus Christ, he is one with God. And he communes with God when he is by himself in prayer. In our case, communion with God through prayer is not enough. It was enough for Jesus because he came from the throne, the presence of God. He came from heaven. But for us, prayer is a way where scripture tells us, make your requests known through prayer and supplication. So prayer is the way for us to communicate with God, to tell God how we feel. When we are thankful, we pray with thanksgiving. When we need something for him to do for us, we ask him. So prayer is our way of communicating with God. But God has to communicate with us too. In the case of Jesus, this was enough for that two-way communication process to happen. His withdrawal and being alone was enough because he came from heaven. But for us, we need God to speak back to us.
And
so, because we need him to speak back with us, scripture has identified one way God does that.
Okay.
John chapter 17, verse 17. We need to read the word of God, and through it, we get our sanctification. It is not enough for us to just pray. Prayer is extremely important. It should be part of our way of spending time with God. But it is not enough because we need God to speak back with us, and we let him do so through his word.
Now, what should be the goal? The ultimate goal of spending time with God? What's the whole idea, really? And I do know that you said it is to be like him. Is that all?
Mm-hmm. Good question. Again, I'll just throw at you a number of scriptures. I don't know if you'd mind us to read all of them. I have three I would like to share with you. John chapter 8, verse 31, Romans 15, verse 4, and Psalm chapter 119, verse 160. Allow me to just read Psalm 119, verse 160. This is what scripture says. The entirety of your word is truth. And every one of your righteous judgments endures forever. Now, the Bible tells us that the entire scripture is truth. And so when we spend time with God, we receive the knowledge of the word of God. Now, scripture tells, society tells us that knowledge is power. And scripture just tells us here that the source of that power, if knowledge is indeed power, the source of that power is in knowing the word of God. That is what Jesus says in John chapter 17, verse 3. And here is eternal life, knowing God, the one true God, and Jesus, the one whom he sent. And so when we spend time with God, we are not just ennobled in character. When we spend time with God reading his word, we get the knowledge of everything that is necessary for our salvation. Now, I am constrained. Allow me to just read from Romans. And if you allow me, I'll read also from the book of John.
Yeah, it's fine. Go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead. It's okay.
Great. Thank you. Here is Romans chapter 15 and verse 4. The Bible says, whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that through the patience and comfort of the scriptures, we might have hope. So the scriptures, in our spending time with God in prayer and in Bible study, the scriptures teach us patience and give us comfort. And through that, we have hope. And so, spending time with God is also a source of hope and a source of patience. And then John chapter 8, John 8, verse 31, scripture says, John 8, 31, the Bible says, then Jesus said to the Jews, to those Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. Now, here is a simple truth, basic truth. The disciples of Jesus Christ must spend time with him and in his word. And so, just by simply spending time with God, that act alone confirms our being his disciples. And so, if the goal of spending time with Jesus Christ is to regenerate the image of God in us, because the word of God sanctifies us, in other words, ennobles us. So if the goal is to regenerate the image of God in us, then a simple fact that we are his disciples would demand that we should spend time with him in his word. And so you would want us to discuss one ultimate goal.
Yeah.
I would say that the ultimate goal of spending time with God is so that as we behold.
Yes, Pastor?
The ultimate goal would be so as we behold him, we become like him. In other words, we regenerate the image of God in us. And as we do this, the entirety of Scripture will give us different. The entirety of Scripture will give us different portions of the other benefits of spending time with God. Ultimately, is so that we may be as he is.
Now, well, lastly, before I let you go, I know that you got a busy afternoon. Is there a specific time that is a time frame to aim for? Maybe should we aim for 10 minutes a day or an hour a day, or should we at least spend 3 hours a day? Is there a specific time frame that we can aim for?
Good. That's a good question. From a human perspective, it sounds like that would be a good thing to do. let me just consult the scriptures. Let's just ask Jesus himself. Now, in Mark chapter 1 and verse 35, the Bible tells us this. Now, in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed. So, scripture says, a long while before daylight. In other words, a long while before the day's work began. And so the Bible does not say 10 minutes. It doesn't say an hour. It says long enough, a long while. And so the amount of time we ought to create to spend with God should not be dependent on how many minutes, hours. It should be long enough a time for us to commune enough with him for the day. So it could be a long while before the day's work begin, or it could be a long while after the day's work has ended. So whatever time of the day you choose to spend time with God, it should be long enough for you to commune with him for that day. Now, that day is very important, because it is scripture that says in Matthew chapter 6, allow me to just read it. Okay. Matthew chapter 6, 36. This is what the Bible says. And I like to read it in reverse, actually. So let me just read it as it is, and then I'll read it in reverse. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. This is what the Bible says. Verse 34. Therefore, do not worry what tomorrow. Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. This is the New King James Version. Mm-hmm. And then the last line says, sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Mm-hmm. In other words, the day will only carry enough trouble that it will not overwhelm you. It will only be enough. It will be measured for that day. Mm-hmm. Now, how I see this verse is what keeps trouble in check is God's grace. So I like to think that sufficient for the day is the grace thereof, the grace for that day. Mm-hmm. So we need to spend time with God daily, communing with him daily, because he gives us grace for each day. That is why we must spend time with God on a daily basis. Now, it is him. And I'll end here. It is him who says in Exodus chapter 20, when he gives us the fourth commandment, it is him who gives us 6 days in which to labor, and he says we ought to rest only on the seventh day. Mm. However, right here in the book of Matthew, he tells us sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Mm. That means that despite the fact that he has taught us to labor each day, he desires that on each day of our labors, we ask for enough grace for each day for us for him to see us through each day. Mm. So, like he did himself, long while before the day began, before the day's work began, he spent time with his father. We too must. It could be long while before or long while after, whatever time in your schedule, spare time, make time for God, because we need to commune with him enough so he may give us grace enough for that day. Mm.
Now, before I let you go, Pastor, we've done the introduction of what we're going to be discussing this week. I think this was giving some idea of what the listeners can look forward to. What would you say is a main takeaway from this introduction today?
Ah, great. Maybe I could just use scripture to just make that punchline. Mm. And if you would allow me, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2 and 3. I don't think I need to make a comment on this scripture. I think I'll just let it speak, and I hope it would be enough for our listeners.
Yes.
God, who at various time passed to our fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also He has made the worlds. So the Bible says, if God is to be allowed to speak with us, it must be through his son. And his son you can only find in the scriptures. So if we're going to create time and spend time with God, then we must allow his son to speak with us, and only through his word.
Pastor, thank you so much for this discussion today. We're definitely going to be making sure that we talk to you once again tomorrow, as we're going to be going through until Friday talking together. I wish you a fantastic afternoon, Father. Blessings to you, Pastor,
you.
Until we talk tomorrow.
Blessings to you too. See you tomorrow.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.